With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. ICE agents remain under siege in Minneapolis. Demonstrators are out in force, tossing all manner of objects at the officers who respond with tear gas. Minneapolis and St. Paul, along with the state of Minnesota, have filed suit, hoping to halt the surge of ICE agents to their jurisdictions. One of the higher-profile battles of the culture wars goes before the nation's highest court today.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over state laws barring transgender girls and women from playing on school athletic teams. The culture war cases come from Idaho and West Virginia, among the first of the more than two dozen Republican-led states that have banned transgender athletes from girls' and women's teams. The justices are evaluating claims of sex discrimination lodged by transgender people versus the need for fair competition for women and girls, the main argument made by the states. Lower courts ruled for the transgender athletes who challenged the state bans. I'm Geffen Kuhlbaum.
President Trump is imposing 25% tariffs on countries that do business with Iran, where the government continues a deadly crackdown on protesters. One activist group says it has confirmed the deaths of at least 646 demonstrators. Handful of Senate Republicans objects to the Justice Department's criminal investigation. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
Several GOP members expressed serious reservations, including Senator Tom Tillis, who called it a weaponization of the Justice Department. He also said that he would oppose any of the president's Fed nominees until the investigation is resolved. Senator Lisa Murkowski called it nothing more than an attempt at coercion. And Senator Dave McCormick said he doesn't think Fed Chair Powell is guilty of criminal activity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow features down 64 points. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Massachusetts.
A federal judge has ordered the Lexington Public School District and Joseph Estabrook Elementary to stop pushing gay storybooks on Christian kids. A father is suing to keep his five-year-old from being exposed to LGBT books and lessons, and the judge has granted a preliminary injunction. Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that parents in Maryland have the right to opt their children out of homosexual books and lessons in public schools. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to Voice of the Martyrs, persecution of Christians is no longer confined to traditionally high-risk regions of the world. BOM's annual report doubles the number of Latin American countries on the watch list by adding Honduras and Nicaragua. Venezuela and areas of Mexico were included in the 2025 edition. Spokesman Todd Nettleton says Latin American believers are increasingly facing persecution by corrupt governments. This is SRN News. A Chicago doctor is accused of killing his ex-wife and her dentist husband in Ohio.
Michael David McKee has been charged with premeditated aggravated murder in the shooting deaths of 39-year-old Monique Tepe, whom he divorced in 2017, and 37-year-old Dr. Spencer Tepe. They were found dead in their Columbus home on December 30th. The arrest ends nearly 2 weeks of speculation about the killings. Police found no signs of forced entry, nothing was stolen, and no weapon was found. The couple's two young children and their dog were left unharmed in the home. The family says in a statement that it trusts the justice system to hold McKee accountable. I'm Mike Kempin.
The New York City nurses' strike is into its second day. Affected hospitals include New York Presbyterian, Montefiore, Mount Sinai. The union says around 15,000 nurses have walked off the job. More details at srnnews.com.